Kenya is basically on the rise economically. The urban solutions need to come from their own community. Through the article I was reading, that the steady economy has allowed them to be stable. They're becoming more a middle rising economy, which is really good for Kenya from like past before many several years before. However, they don't want to overlook the slum sides of the country, where more than 56% of them are still in poverty. Wealth is still, as much as they're rising, they're still in the other half that they can't overlook that. There's a lack of access to basic needs, hygiene, education, water, food. So there's like an urgency to make sure that opportunities are not just built from or provided from other organizations coming into Kenya, but is more that they are building it themselves. Because I think his name was Kennedy Odedi, and he was discussing how there's been so many situations where organizations will come, they'll start something up, but it wouldn't really, you know, come into fruition. It would just like stop, and then someone else would say, that's my home. So it was kind of, it's kind of like a, it's lovely to see them growing, but at the same time, there needs to be some type of development and leadership in their own country, which hopefully we'll see. So what do you guys think about this story?
I think it's really cool that people in Kenya are thinking about this, because, you know, we see so many examples of countries where globalism has helped create more wealth, but it's just created more wealth for a select few, and poverty is still very strong. You know, you could look at places like Brazil and maybe places like Dubai, where there is actually still quite a lot of poverty with extreme wealth in only a small area. And I think it's really cool that Kenya is actually looking at itself and being self-reflective and being like, we don't want that for ourselves. We want the whole country to rise, not just a certain few. And so I think that's very actually positive and optimistic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right that people, you know, trying to take it into their own hands. And the guy in the article who, he's featured in the article, you know, has gone a long way from this. He's like, he came to the slum when he was a kid, but then gradually, you know, managed to build his way out of poverty, essentially, and is now helping people to do the same. And I think that's a really good, you know, message to send other people, that, you know, they can help themselves and they don't have to just rely on other people. I think, you know, especially, you know, in richer countries, we can sometimes feel like, you know, that these people, the only way they're going to get out of poverty is if they get help, especially if we send them charity. And the guy, the slum, you know, that is featured there, it's been, especially in the UK, it's been a feature of like several like fundraising things over the years to help people living in poverty. And I think sometimes we can think that, you know, these people are helpless, but then I guess that's not true, and they're, you know, doing things for themselves. Mm.
Poverty that you don't really see easily on a like a everyday kind of scale. I think we're definitely ignorant to it in the UK more than maybe some other areas. I think one thing that he brought up was the fact that when some of the like people have gone in to help with AIDS and things like that, that they've been kind of unable to really make a lot of change. And it's really good that he wants there to be for the change to occur from with the slums within themselves. But I do think maybe there is a wider responsibility for other countries like Britain, which are richer, to kind of not kind of be ignorant to maybe some of the other economic disparities, like China's one that's continuously referred to as improving a lot. And I think a lot of us, when we think of China, we'd think that it's quite a similar country in the sense of wealth. But for a substantial number of people, the disparity of wealth is much, much larger in China than it is in the UK. And as a consequence, a very large number of people live in kind of slum conditions. But that's not something that you'd ever really think of when you would associate it with China. You might associate it with other countries more so. So I think maybe we as a, like, richer countries have a responsibility to help out a bit more to try and change things.
I think that is this point where we can say that urbanization can bring like positive effects and give a kind of prosperity to a country, but at the end of the day, this can bring these kind of problems. I think that since Kenya is on the rise and as I can see, its economy is growing, I think it can help like these people to basically survive, because I think that their education, health are up to them, and so the government can help them to like to give them money to like teach to be taught up and not to teach themselves. Like I can read here. I taught myself to read by studying newspapers from the garbage. Eventually, I found a better path. So I think it's a shame to see these kind of incidents. And if our society fails to create dignity and opportunity in growing slum communities, urbanization will push slum dwellers to the brink. So. Yeah, things up to the government, in my opinion.
I think I've always been a person that, when it comes to like nations and wealth and poverty, I've always believed that other countries should always think of other countries. I think that's not even about nationalism politics. That's different. This is just human responsibility to think of and help another person, regardless of what they look like, where they're from, what they speak, etc. At the same time, I also do believe that there are some countries which they can do it. Like, it's not like you... I'm not coming from a point that you must do it, you know, you don't need our help, but it's a point of, like, I genuinely believe that you can do this. Mm-hmm. And with the how they've grown already, there's evidence already that it's possible for them to get stable education, for children to be able to go to university and etc. I generally believe in this case. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm generally excited.
And I totally agree that it is possible, and I think it's an honourable thing to want to lift everyone up. I also believe that it's going to be a very hard path because people love to see results, and results that are usually very quick aren't good for everyone. You know, we see that in gentrification across the globe of these cities that are seen as getting cleaner and more accessible, but actually they are pushing out the people who live in those areas but because those areas that are getting cleaner and better are but then becoming more expensive. And I'm worried that that could be possible within Kenya. And also it's just, it will take a long time to help. You know, you said something like 56% of people living in slums are in extreme poverty. That is a large percentage, and that takes time and effort and, investing that time and effort in those people, which, you know, if in a democratic system where people, you know, new prime ministers or presidents get, in and out in a, certain amount of time, you know, a new prime minister or president can come across and be like, well, actually, I'm going to do this thing right now, and you'll be able to see the difference, and that's why you should vote for me. But actually, that's not a long-term investment, which is what is needed to make sure that everyone is raised up in within a country that's gaining an economic wealth.
And it can also put them in a vulnerable state as well, as you're talking about. If someone comes and just says, we can do this, it can put them in a state where, I wouldn't say desperate, but it's more, we want to change. You saying you can provide for us, okay, we're going to trust in you, but then that trust could be broken, which is seen multiple times. It can always put them in a vulnerable state.